Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, here we go again, one more time. This is your Morning Mindset podcast, just in case you didn't know it. And I am your host, Paul Markle. You're like, what? This is Morning Mindset? I thought I was listening to, I don't know, Road and Track. Welcome. Thank you very much to everyone who has shared this recently. I know that there's been a little bit of, we kind of had a stutter step or a little bit of a, We had not a problem. I want to be like Bob Ross. You know, we don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents or whatever. But, well, we didn't do it for so long that a lot of people got shut off or they disconnected or they stopped subscribing. And I'm sorry, but I had cancer. Give me a break. But we are back now. And so what we've had to do is we had to restart some of the channels. So I apologize if you had a difficult time finding this. What are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about the theme is watch your step. Now, how many of you guys, how many of you folks have heard that previously? And why am I talking about that today? How did I get the inspiration? You know that coffee mug that we have, the Morning Mindset coffee mug that says you won't find inspiration sitting behind the desk. You have to seek it out. Recently, I was seeking out inspiration. I drove out into the great wilds of Wyoming, and I went up into not really the... See, around here, if it's 8,000 feet, it's not considered mountains. Where you live, and you may live on the East Coast or what have you, or in the South, and if a piece of rock is 8,000 feet tall, that's high. That's a mountain to you. Out here, if it's only 8,000 feet or so, it's kind of like, they just consider it, I don't know, foothills or rocks or what have you. But I was up in the elevation, in the rocks, and I was hiking around, and I was by myself. I parked the truck, I got out, I grabbed my rifle and my pack, because I like to take my rifle for a walk. Sometimes my rifle needs some fresh air. So I was walking, and the way the rocks are set up, or like most mountains or rock configurations, is there's some solid ones, but there's also some loose ones, and you've got to be careful. You could very easily step on something that you thought was solid or that you assumed was solid, and it comes right out from underneath you, and there you are on your back in the rocks. And it's not like falling down in your front lawn. If you fall down in the rocks, you could hurt yourself. You could hurt yourself very badly. And so as I was making my way through the rocks and as I was hiking, I reminded myself, like, you know, look down and watch your step. Look where you're stepping, watch where you're stepping, and make sure that you don't make one of those critical errors that could end up with you injured. So I did. I watched my step. And, of course, as I was doing that, I was thinking, yeah, you know, when I was young, That was a very common admonition. It was a very common piece of advice or a warning that parents would give or teachers would give or coaches would give. Often when someone said, watch your step, they meant, hey, you're just about to step in it. And when the step in it could be excrement, or you're just about to step off the edge, you know, you don't want to step off the edge. And when you're young and exuberant and full of energy, you have more energy than experience, more energy than intelligence. Often you push your limits. And a good parent or a good coach or a good teacher will tell you, watch your step. Watch it. And that is your warning. That is your warning, your admonition to be careful. Don't let your mouth or your actions override your ability to take care of business there. Don't let them get you in trouble. Don't let your steps or your actions or your words get you in trouble. I guess my question to you guys out there is, when is the last time you heard that advice, that watch your step? And then not from a literal standpoint, someone's like, oh, be careful, you know, don't walk through my grass because the dog was out there earlier this morning, you know, watch your step there. But watch your step as in be careful what you say and be careful what you do, because it might get you in trouble. I think this advice is not given out often enough here lately. I see people, I witness actions, and I hear words, and I see words written by people who apparently were not given that advice when they were young, or they weren't given it recently, because they say and do things that gets them into trouble, makes them look like fools, makes them look stupid, because they didn't watch their step. They just blindly stepped right off the edge. And that may be some advice that you want to start giving or start taking. I guess both at the same time, you could give that advice and you could take that advice. Watch your step. I know that that was advice. I'm sure that my dad said it to me more than once, especially as I was growing up and you know, you hit puberty and that testosterone dumps into your veins. And as a teenage boy, you got all these chemicals flowing through your veins and you have real no experience and your brain is still growing and you don't have as much intelligence as you think you have. But boy, you've got energy and you're just going to go, go, go. You ever watch a young dog or a puppy and they don't have the experience that the older dogs have. So they run around and they jump and they do things and they end up banging their heads against furniture and what have you. An old dog never does that, does he? Does an old dog ever bang his head against the furniture or stand up and whack his head against the table leg or whatever? No, because they have experience and they know to watch their step. But a young dog doesn't. He's just running around banging his head against stuff and eventually, hopefully, he'll get to, you know, he'll learn. So if you're dealing with young dogs or puppies or whatever, sometimes the advice you need to give them is, hey, watch your step. Be careful where you're stepping. You're going to step off the edge or you're going to step in excrement or you're going to hurt yourself or you're going to put yourself in a position like I was talking about in the rocks earlier. If you're climbing up in the rocks, if you're hiking through the rocks and you don't watch your step, you could end up in serious trouble. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. It'd been a while since... quite frankly, it's been a while since I heard that phrase. Maybe you've never heard it. If you're a young person, if you're one of these recent millennial type people or Gen Zs or what have you, maybe you've never even heard that. Watch your step. But it's valid advice. Yes, indeed it is. All right. I want to wrap this up by, number one, thanking you guys for supporting the show and for sending me messages. A lot of you, many of you, has sent us messages saying, hey, we're glad that the Morning Mindset Show is back. We're happy to see it back. And I'm happy to be back. I'm glad to be doing this. However, However, I need you to support me. I need you to support this show. I need you to share this on social media or whatever platform you'd like to use. Let people know about it so that we can keep doing it. And if you know somebody who you believe would could use some advice, use some encouragement, pick up the book, Morning Mindset, A 30-Day Plan for a More Positive and Productive Life. What a fantastic gift to give to a high school senior or a young person that's getting ready to head off to college or somebody who's starting their very first job. The Morning Mindset Podcast. It's a free. It's available, you know, wherever iTunes are sold. yeah, support the show. Fighting Solves Everything book is available at fightingsolves.com. All of my books, as you should know, are available as Kindle versions and as paperback versions on Amazon. So if you want to go to Amazon and pick up the Morning Mindset book or the Fighting Solves Everything book, or maybe I should have put Watch Your Step in the Team Honey Badger book, Raising Fearless Kids in a Cowardly World. And man, are we ever dealing with that right now. So thank you very much for joining me for today's episode, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.